Hello and welcome to Inside the Manny. My name is Matt and my guest today is Bjarne, founder of the now firmly established Kaarthamieli International Jazz Festival, which is currently in its 12th year. Welcome, Bjarne.
Thank you.
And to give where we are at a place called Lisa's Bistro, which is just round the corner from the Jazz Festival office down on the main high street of Kaarthamieli. So, Bjarne, I'm sure our listeners would like to hear how the whole thing got started. So, could I start by asking you to elaborate on the story I heard that was simply about a piano?
Yeah, actually it was. They have a very nice bar here in Kaarthamieli in 1866, and that bar opened in 2012, I think. Yes, I was there on the opening evening, and I started to be a regular. I came there almost every day. I thought it was a very nice place to go. And I started to get to know Panayotis and Sophia, who was running the bar. And one time I probably had one glass of wine too much. That's okay.
Easily done.
Especially at that place. Well, anyhow, I told him there's a thing missing in this lovely bar. And he said, "What's missing?" And I said, "You miss a piano. So people can come here and sit down and play, but it's also a nice furniture." So I simply told him, "I'll buy you one."
Just like that?
Just like that. And of course, he probably thought I was a little bit drunk, so he was very polite, and he said, "Yeah, that's very nice." So, and then later on, the same week actually, I had my boss here from the company that I was working for, Lilleputreiser. It's a Norwegian travel company.
Ah, so you were a travel rep?
At that time, I was, yes.
I vaguely remember seeing you in, is it the Tryggelidas office?
That's correct. I worked together with Denja Tryggelida for 3 years, actually.
Right.
So she also worked for this Norwegian travel company. So, yeah, we were partners back then. Now she's back in my office,
okay,
in the festival office 15 years later. But that's another story.
Okay, so let's get back to the piano.
Piano, yes.
You got the idea.
I got the idea, and I told my boss, he came here to visit, and I said, "We have a very nice bar now in this village, but it needs a piano, so can you please give me €1,000? And I put another €1,000 on the table, and we buy a piano. And I will show you the bar." He went to the bar, he looked around and said, "Yes, okay, let's buy a piano." Yep. So we told Panayoti, "We're going to buy you a piano." But I don't know very much about, well, I play little piano myself, but I don't know so much about it. So, but I have friends. I've been doing music in Norway for, you know, as an arranger for many, many years. So I had a couple friends of mine, piano players, and also piano, they repair pianos.
Mm-hmm.
So I told my boss, "You have to invite them down for a week."
When you mean down, down from?
Down from Norway.
From Norway.
Yeah. You have to invite them down for 1 week of holiday, you know.
Oh, nice.
To pay everything for them so we can go and buy a piano. And he said yes. He was very positive. My friends came down. Short story, we went to Kalamata. We found the music store. We bought the piano, went out and celebrated, came back to the bar. Piano was there, and my friend started to tune it, and they also brought the flugelhorn and the trumpet, and they started to play in the bar every night, and it became a lot of people there. Probably the first time live jazz was performed here in Kaarthamieli back in 2012-13. And later on, I said, "Should we make a festival here? Because this was very nice."
Right. So, I mean, that to me, is a very generous act.
Yeah, but it's also selfish. It's also selfish because I wanted a piano so I can sit there in peace and quiet and play a little bit myself. But I was also thinking that, okay, maybe you never know who pops up in a bar like this. You know, sometimes it can be a very good piano player. So, and that has happened several times.
I'm sure.
So, yeah, it's generous, but also very selfish.
That's a nice way of putting it. So we're talking 2012?
Yes.
In the summertime?
And yeah, it was in the summertime, yes. And then 13 came, and then we started the festival in 2014, yes.
So that was on the back of several evenings back in 2012?
No, it was actually maybe in 13 we bought the piano and had my friends down, and... And since everything turned out so nicely in the bar, we suggested to Panayotis, shall we make a festival?
Okay, so we moved to 2014, which was the year, if my maths is correct, of the first festival.
Yes, that's correct.
And this idea morphed out of those evenings in 1866, where a couple of your friends joined in and a jazzy thing was starting off.
Correct.
And sort of original decision, purely yours, I mean, or did it involve Panayotis from the bar?
Well, Panayotis was involved from the first time, and I was very dependent on Panayotis in the bar for the first time, and even to plan a festival, because I wasn't very well known. I mean, I didn't know the area that much, and so many people down here, you know. And to make a festival, you need hotel rooms, you need sound equipment, you need, you know, there's many things to organize. And all this, I didn't know anything about how to do down there. So, but Panayotis said, okay, I will help out with that.
Okay, and you mentioned earlier, when you were talking about the piano, that you yourself play a little, but you'd also had experience of being involved in music events and festivals back in Norway before you came to Carvamelia as a rep?
Yes, that has what I've been doing all my life, actually. So I had about 7,000 concerts and several festivals.
7,000?
Yes, back in Norway.
Ah, right. So you're not a complete bunny. You know what you're doing.
I did have some experience. I even had Joe Cocker, Jerry Lee Lewis, Animals, Herman Hermits, and all these guys.
Okay, now I'm getting a picture.
Yeah.
So, we're moving into 2014. You and Panayotis have the idea. What did you have to do to sort of make it happen? What were the logistics of it all?
Well, it happened to be that my boss from the travel company, mm-hmm. he said that next year, 2014, we have to start the season later, in June. And at that time, we started to come in the beginning of May. And I didn't like the idea of him starting the season in June. So I told him, but we're going to make, okay, we are, what about making a festival? And, but of course, you have to give me 15 free seats from Norway on the plane for musicians. And Panayotis was organizing hotel rooms for free. So I will guarantee you a full plane if we have a festival. So don't start in June. Keep it up with beginning of May. And
he said yes.
He said yes.
Excellent.
He gave us 15 free seats on the plane. So the first year, it was actually only Norwegian musicians and a couple of Greeks. That was all.
During the program.
During the program, yeah, at the first festival. It was a very small festival. It was, but I mean, you have to start somewhere, you know.
Absolutely. So the plane where your boss, again, generously allocated 15 free seats for the musicians, they all came from one town or?
No, they came from different places in Norway.
Right.
Yeah.
So who was on the rest of the plane?
Festival goers.
Right.
They simply bought their holiday to come here to go to a festival.
From Norway, right.
From Norway, yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so that makes sense. I must reflect on personal experience. Obviously, when it was publicised, and you're very good at publicising, I was curious. And I remember in 2014, the first one I went to was at Haihu.
Yep.
And two things struck me. One was, my God, it is packed.
Yeah.
Now, I recognised a few locals who were obviously curious like me, so that the rest of the people must have been from that plane.
Yes, that's true.
What percentage do you think was locals versus plane-goers?
At that time, I think we had 80% Norwegians on the concerts and 20% locals. From here, Greek, not so many Greeks, what do you call it? Expats?
That's it, yeah. That's me and producer Jeff. Yeah.
Right. So we saw a few English people, Germans, Dutch, on the concert. Not very many, but my God, today they are here, all of you.
Yeah. So going back to those days, I mean, I noticed the staff at Haihu, they had to kind of click into fifth gear to serve so many people. I mean,
and they run out of beer, and they were not the only one, I tell you.
You drank them dry. And the other thing, just on a side note, I have to admit at this point, I'm a heathen. I don't know a lot about jazz, but being a very, very, very average guitarist, I can appreciate a good musician when I see one. And I remember that night, it was two guys playing some kind of Django Reinhardt gypsy stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And they were stunning.
Thanks for listening, and please hit that subscribe button. And if you'd like to hear the full interview with Bjarne, along with a range of exclusive member-only content, head over to insidethemani.com. Thanks.